Hi, it's Kieran Lowe Bates here, and in today's video I want to give an analogy of the kinds of conversations you sometimes end up having if you're a person with blockchain, smart contract and Solidity knowledge. Now, I try to help out people occasionally if they come to me with a problem, but often the person who I'm dealing with is fairly inexperienced in the blockchain world, and as a result they use words in all sorts of weird ways that don't make sense if you actually know what is going on in the blockchain space. So here's the analogy. Imagine you're a car mechanic and you have your own garage, and one day somebody pulls up in a Chrysler Neon, hops out and says, "I've got a problem, can you help me?" And you say, "Well, sure, okay, if it's a mechanical problem with a vehicle, then I can probably help you out." So they start their story and they say, "Well, I was driving down the New Jersey Turnpike in my bus and I wanted to turn off into a fast food drive-through restaurant, but I ended up in a motel car park instead. And I don't know exactly what happened. I'm a bit concerned about this. And I talked to a guy I know in my local bar, and he said it probably had something to do with a hovercraft that was cruising around the Hudson Bay." And you go, "What? Wait, hang on a minute. Well, let's dig down into this. Firstly, where is your bus now?" And they point to the Chrysler Neon and say, "It's there." So you say, "Well, that's not a bus. That's a small passenger car, and not a particularly good one at that." And they say, no, that's my bus. Here, let me show you where I was." And they pull out a map, and it's a map of San Francisco. And they point to a freeway there. And you say, "Well, but the New Jersey Turnpike is not in California. It's on the East Coast." And they say, no, this is where I was driving, on the New Jersey Turnpike." And then you say, "Well, what on earth is the hovercraft all about?" And the person says, "Well, I'm very concerned about the hovercraft because I think it may have taken over my bus." Then you realize that the words that they're using are, although correct English terms, are not being used in the way that you as a car mechanic expect them to be used, and that the person you're talking to is completely confused about geography and the names that are applied to the things that they're dealing with. And this happens in the blockchain world a lot. So I see people confusing the word wallet and address. I deal with people who don't know the difference between an externally owned account and a smart contract. And to be fair, that's understandable, because when you just look at an address, you can't tell whether it's a personally owned, or rather externally owned account, i.e. one controlled by a human being, or whether it's a smart contract. You have to actually go to the blockchain and look at what is registered against that address, or to somewhere like Etherscan. So understandable. Another problem is that, especially if people are dealing with transactions between chains, for example bridging, or they're dealing with the wrapping and unwrapping of tokens, then their terminology just goes completely out the window. And when they're talking, you have no idea whether they're talking about transactions on, say, Polygon or on Ethereum, or flip-flopping between the two as they're talking to you mid-sentence. So it's really, really hard. And there's a huge learning ramp to go up before you can actually have meaningful conversations with people about these things, and it makes debugging their issue extremely difficult. So, the first thing I have to say here is, do not flood me with your transaction problems. I really only have a limited amount of time in the day, and unless I suspect that it is a serious issue that needs to be grappled with immediately, I'm probably going to put it on the back burner or not even get round to it. And the second thing is, you need to go out there and learn. You need to build up knowledge. If you're going to buy and sell NFTs and interact with decentralized exchanges and bridging protocols and stuff like that, you need to have an understanding of the underlying systems, because the Web3 sites out there at the moment are still in their infancy. They're not particularly usable. It's easy to make a mistake. It's also easy to panic when things are okay and to not notice when terrible things are happening. So build up your knowledge. And of course, at this point, I can put a plug in for my book, Move Over Brokers, Here Comes the Blockchain. I'll put a link to where you can buy that in the comments of this video. And that will give you a basic understanding of what blockchains are, how they function, what all this stuff about addresses and wallets and security and things like that are all about. And then, of course, there's all the other videos on my YouTube channel too, which you can go and dig into randomly over time. There's an awful lot of them, but you know, if you watch one a day, then hopefully by the end of the year, you too will be a blockchain expert, or at least no longer a neophyte. That's it for today. Hope you found the video useful and entertaining, and I'll see you in the next one soon. Bye for now.